Save big money on your next painting project right now at Menards. Give your room a grand finish with Pittsburgh Grand Distinction Interior Paint. It's a premium paint and primer with a top resilient finish that is ultra scrubbable and stain resistant. Save big on Pittsburgh paint. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Tired of trying diet after diet without results? Mochi Health offers a long-term weight loss solution personalized to your needs. Our board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians provide expert guidance to help you succeed. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medication at an affordable set price delivered monthly. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 for $40 off your first month. That's joinmochi.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another riveting episode of the TMG Show. I think we're getting closer to each other. We're learning more about each other. And even after 7 years, I'm learning so much about you guys. I had a handful of you very politely informing me that you wash your pieces and weed-smoking devices in the dishwasher. A lot of you were saying that I sounded a bit clueless because you're like, I put my bong in the dishwasher. I just want to let you know that I'm glad for that because I have degenerate friends. And my friends are the ones that have left decades of weed resin in the bowl for good luck. So I'm happy to know that all my chill weed smokers listening now are healthy and taking care of themselves. Because I don't want you smoking any of that bad energy that you put down on the bowl, you know, years prior. Your green walks. Anyways, a big, big weekend for watching your girlfriend get nailed by someone else. Huge weekend for that. Huge week for getting cucked. My God. I did a whole video on the Temptation Island clip. And people, you know, because I got some new viewers on my channel and they were not prepared for that. They didn't know my yapponomics. I'm like Cell in this, okay? I'm Frieza levels yap. You can't, let me stop being a virgin. By the way, I'm going to be in Baltimore this weekend. I'll be at Magoobie's Joke House. Leaving little Magoobies all over the place. So come see me. I think Saturday early is damn near sold out. Look at that fucking fairy tale ass flyer. I decided this run that I will no longer market myself as a reformed scared straight participant. I'm doing away with me in front of the boxing bag. And I put me in a beautiful, you know, this could be a Magic the Gathering card. What would this be? Feral Rat. A 1/1 Feral Rat. Tap 2 mana to cast 1/1 Feral Rat. Come see me at Magoobie's, man, working on new stuff. It's going to be a good time. Very stoked to be back there. It's been a while. So excited to be in Baltimore again. Especially because, you know, there'll be a lot of migrants from the Northeast. Now that Philadelphia has burned down. Philadelphia got so jealous that Los Angeles had a fire that they're like, we can make our own. We'll get into that later. Dude, if you're somehow not caught up on the Spanish Temptation Island thing, I'm not going to go into it too much because I did a whole 13-minute video on my channel and I'm trying to stop myself because there's so much I want to say. But there are two things I didn't get to say in my video that I just really, it's on my fucking chest. I gotta say this shit. Can you run the clip, no audio, because I don't want to get struck down by the powers that be. By the way, I just had 4 cookies and my mouth is just salivating. Oh, yo, yo. I'm sorry. The close-ups they have on this shit are unbelievable, dude. This is not the clip I'm thinking of, but this looks like new footage. Man, they're showing the close-ups of him gripping the... But I think this is all a show because they... What is he thanking God for? That clip... You know what's funny about that clip? That is very normal-looking sex. It's not like... It's not pornified, you know? People aren't going, oh, yeah, you like, oh, my God, yeah. It's not that. It's the awkward, you know, two cockroaches dying on each other on a hard surface. No, this isn't the clip I want the original clip where he goes running. And by the way, this is just so you're caught up. It's Temptation Island, which for decades now, because this show is old, I guess, and it was like kind of brought back to this, or it was brought to the States, and it's been in a bunch of countries, and it's kind of like a global property. But this show for decades has just been bringing people into houses and then just forcing them to watch footage of their partners cheating on them. Just search on Google Montoya reaction full clip. There's like a Reddit post. So this is him. I didn't get to talk about that. Pause. Let me just hit that real quick. There's so much to say, dude. There's so much nuance to this clip. Run that back. Look at the way he licks this woman. Look at this. Like some ice cream, dog. This dude is a lizard in the bedroom. Cold stomach pressure. I really wonder if she liked that. I mean, she must have, because they went all the way. But I feel like that's a risky one to do. At the top, that's your opener on the deed. That's a 50-50. We're done. So, yeah, now he has to sit here and cuck himself. Also, standing to watch this, I think it reduces the impact. Americans, when they do this, dude, I didn't act it out enough. They're like this. They're like... And what's really great is Mark L. Wahlberg walks over and he hands him an iPad. So if they're like trying to look off the TV, he's like, go ahead and take a look at that shit. And they sit there crying, holding the iPad. So I like the move to stand up because you don't feel as shit on. You're not just sitting there getting owned. But okay. So sitting here yelling all kinds of passionate things at her. Curse your family. Your bloodline ends today. As soon as I get home, I will ride with my thousands of warriors. We will kill your entire family. No, he's not saying stuff like that. Blah, 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 blah. God, what a shot. On his knees like a fucking little kid playing Nintendo 64 on Christmas. It's just this fucking girlfriend making love to somebody. All right. Okay, this. So this is the thing everyone is laughing at, right? He goes booking it. Who is getting this shot? I can't tell if this is a drone or an extremely committed steady op. Look at this shit. Put the Batman music behind this. How are you getting that? And then they do it again. Who is getting that? 60-pound fucking handheld rig? Fucking two gold-mounted batteries? A 35 to 200 lens? And he's just like... Insane, bro. Also, okay, this is the other thing I wanted to say about this. This is like, okay, and I apologize because I'm going to be a bit graphic. So right here, look at this. They're going to show this. Also, this shot, incredible. That shot is so steady. Back up 3 more seconds. How do you do this? How do you do this, dude? That one's great, too. That just adds to the drama. Wait, what the fuck? I completely missed that. Back that up 2 seconds. How are they low on him? Sorry, this is like the DP breakdown. Not his girlfriend DP. That's insane. They're just running in front of him like that? Top handle?
Yeah, get in there, boy.
Okay, there's a shot in here. Because I'm pretty sure he saw the whole thing. And there's a clip from the lovemaking. Where it's the classic... guy on bottom, you know. I don't want to say it, man. It's uncomfortable to say. It's the guy on bottom, the fucking... And the rate of travel, that's how I'm describing it. I'm trying to describe this like a math problem. The rate of travel that it appears the young woman is doing is very rapid, and the distance traveled is very short. Okay? And so I think how this... plays out on vocal cords is almost like a Porky Pig. Like, I think her vocal performance in this moment is something like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like she cannot get a word out. And I'm just like, that being on your mind, that she's up in that room just stuttering, You know, that is horrendous, dude. So, incredible piece of TV. And I had people telling me this ain't even the worst of it. They're telling me like, oh, you got to watch this edition of Temptation Island. This guy did that. You got to watch this one. This guy did that. I got like a dissertation comment from a lady who's like, oh, this is such a throwback. I watched this in France and it was called this. And this is like a thing that was really popular in the 2000s. So part of me wants to get a compilation of all of the evil that these producers have done over like 20 years and just watch all of it. With minimal context on each of the contestants. But yeah, I guess there's like new footage out of him watching new things. It's such an evil show where they're like, this blew up the ratings. Show the bed squeaking. Let's get the macro shots. And what's funny is like Love Island only does this once. And Love Island does this with like words. They don't ever show sex. And this show is just full on like, yeah, nah. They were getting it in. Part of me thinks people go on the show because they like it. They're part of me, Montoya, is pretending to dislike this. I think he wants to go on there and watch. Nah, JK, he doesn't want to go on there and watch. That's fucked up. Yeah, so big week for this show. Congratulations. Going into a Super Bowl weekend, too, getting that much attention. Hats off to you. You had the American Minds arrested. Sat down to watch the bowl over the top of my son's head. Because, you know, I don't want him watching TV. So I put him up and he's looking at me and I'm pretending to make eye contact with him, but I'm watching the game. Like any good American father. Obviously very entertaining. Halftime show, extremely polarizing. Going into the show, I guess what they were, yeah, let's see this. This is rich.
What's your view on tariffs?
Yo, let's ask a first string running back, what are your thoughts on tariffs? I love the look on this guy's face. He's like, what the fuck? Oh, Lord.
Lord. Okay, that's a bit of a tough one. As an economics guy, I was an econ major at Stanford. I think that it can be a little bit tough with consumers probably facing a lot of the price increases. But, you know, it's a pretty...
I like the idea that maybe CNBC was trying to give him a bit of a gotcha. Nah, they knew. They were asking an educated guy. They weren't asking a fucking, a D-line guy. They weren't asking no fullback this question. Hey, man, what's your thoughts on tariffs? That's my impression of a fullback. I don't even know if that's the correct position. Zach, is that correct? Does fullback play defense?
Fullback is...
No, that's offense.
It's kind of
that's
a
O-line
position. It isn't really used anymore.
Yeah. Sorry, cut that out. I didn't say that at all. That never happened.
They are big. They're like huge guys.
Yeah. Here's where my schmoshmism is going. I think I'm days away from like diving deep on actual football strategy. Like I want to know... I want to be able to watch the TV and be like, yeah, he's going deep because the way he's got them lined up and you see how he's got the running back. I want to be able to do that. I want to be psychopathic about football. I'm going to go all the way, guys. I want to have play caller. I want to have Tom Brady level reads from the couch. This is great. How many other players do they ask about tariffs?
Complicated issue that goes from like a very multifaceted sense. So a lot of those costs do tend to get passed on to consumers.
With the way the political world is right now, I know tariffs are a big discussion, and I don't want to touch it.
That to me was what I would expect from a football player. Hey man, I don't even know how many F's are in tariff, but I just know people are very upset about her, and then they want to move on. That's hilarious, dude. What a way to hype up the bowl. Quick question. How do you feel about tariffs? Hey, everyone. We want to take a quick break to thank a sponsor of today's episode, Ship Sticks. Traveling with bulky luggage like golf clubs can be such a pain. All you want to do is have a smooth airport experience, but your clubs make you go to a special overweight check-in, and then you have to wait around for them at your destination. If this sounds like something you deal with, ShipStix can handle it all. It's stress-free, reliable, and so convenient. Skip airport stress and costly airline fees with complimentary insurance, real-time tracking, dedicated support, and on-time delivery. Just schedule your shipment, attach your label, and ShipStix handles the rest, delivering your gear directly to your destination. ShipStix offers white glove shipping for golf clubs and luggage. Travel worldwide without luggage. ShipStix delivers to 180 countries for a hassle-free, gear-free journey. Right now, ShipStix is offering our listeners 20% off your first shipment when you go to ShipStix.com and use code TMG. Go to ShipStix.com and use code TMG to get 20% off your first shipment and save yourself the hassle this golf season. That's ShipStix, ShipStix.com. Make sure you use the code TMG so they know we sent you. You know, I was just commenting earlier that Meat Canyon, I sent him a little meme. I didn't text him till the morning after because he's a big Chiefs fan. bleep that, but leave it in. And I knew that was a tough ass whooping for him to watch. And if you may not be a football guy, but goddamn, I mean Patrick Mahomes, he couldn't even get his eyes on the field. And they were putting his ass in the dirt. They're like, shut the fuck up. That felt like bullying, man. Yeah, I text Hunter and I waited a full 12 hours and I said, I want to give you space to drink and drive. That's what I said. And Hunter finally called me back. And I imagine that he's actually in the drunk tank right now and he's calling me because he needs bail. So, guys, if you could either come see me this weekend or TeamGStudios.tv, we need some signups. We got to get Meat Canyon out of the drunk tank. Our boy is... It's bad. He was doing 100 in a school zone to start. And when they got him, he blew a 4. So, and you're wondering, how could he blow a 4? I mean, he's a strong guy, can hold his liquor. So, he finally called me. I hope to get in touch with him. Otherwise, they're going to haul him off to the county prison and yikes. Because, you know, Hunter, I don't know if you guys know this, Hunter's about 45. His back is not good, so... Him in there with the other young scrappers, it's not going to go well. The commercials, obviously, for the Super Bowl were really awesome. There was the one about breast cancer. There was the one about general cancer. There was the one about Pfizer cancer. I made everyone watch the boob commercial earlier. I'm not going to make them watch it again. It was actually weird. Evan was like, let's watch the boob commercial. No, he didn't do that. What is this now? Ad meter? People voted on their favorite ad. Yeah, that's the American way. We love being advertised to. To be fair, commercials are produced so like at such a level now, you know. Commercials used to be really kind of, you know, like they felt like a commercial. It's like, are you sick? Do you da da da? Like when you see local access commercials, but commercials now they're all like mini short films, and someone else said this, but I agree. Like. Marvel movies, I've said this before, are shot like commercials. So my brain gets blurred when I watch these. I'm like, oh, I think Iron Man is going to show up in one of these scenes. Every single commercial I see. You know the confirmation I got from ads this year? I have always thought Michelob Ultra were for people who like are afraid to curse. And I felt the commercials confirmed that for me this year. This fucking goofy... pickleball situation. Who the fuck is relating to this commercial? Does anyone in here drink Michelob Ultra? Lauren. And Lauren is afraid to curse. That is through and through.
I like a Mickey.
You say what?
I like a Mickey.
You can Mickey?
Mickey's another beer, Zach. Okay.
Yeah, I hate that you said that, Zach. I can Mickey after a long bike ride. I hope you both get strep throat. From drinking Michelob Ultra, so you never drink that corny-ass shit again. I don't know. I feel like people who drink Michelob Ultra, like, call the cops on people. That's who I associate that drink with. Very loud over there. What are the other commercials that people were loving? I'm surprised the cancer commercial didn't make number one. That didn't make everyone feel good? Oh, yeah, the part where they said lumps are in my chest. No one liked that? let's see what else has passed the Michelob Ultra. I assume that everyone watches the Super Bowl, but there's probably one person listening to this that's like, I live in Argentina. I don't watch the Super Bowl. So I just want to let you know that we, as a community over here, we like advertising. We like it. Okay. I feel like this is rigged. Two NFL commercials made it in the top 10. Let's go down to the bottom. What are the ones people hated? The Z Suite? Tubi? You guys are hating on Tubi? Scroll up. Jerkmate. Jerkmate did a commercial? You know what's crazy? I made a joke about, like, this is me being vulgar again. Because I was teasing that dude, Brian Johnson, the Live Forever dude. Because I don't know if you saw on Twitter a few weeks ago, he posted him and his son's boner stats during sleep. And I actually looked into how they tracked that. And it's like this Bluetooth device. I think it's called like an Adams device, ADAM'S. I joked, I'm like, oh, they should make this ranked, right? They should take the same system in Valorant and apply it to this. And someone sent me literally days ago, we can't pull up Jerkmate, but the Jerkmate Instagram posted an ad saying that they have results from like a ranked jerk off competition. I know. I wish it was, we have HR now, so that's why we can't be fun anymore. But I just want to know who won. Who's the Joey Chestnut of the Jerkmate fucking leaderboard? You know, I'm surprised oh yeah, the ChatGPT commercial. Pull that up, please. Yeah. I was fully expecting, stop smoking. That was a truth commercial just because of the dots. Yeah, this sucks. I was about to go down a little company lot, but I'll fucking withhold my judgment. Anyways, ads, yeah. I didn't have too much to say about the ads because I could barely watch them. The only ones that stuck out to me were the really dark ones. And the ones that are supposed to make me feel... The fucking seal commercial. Yo. Pull. We have to watch it on mute. I just need to know how much money they gave him to do this. As a millennial, I do not appreciate them just bastardizing my childhood for a stupid Mountain Dew commercial. That song had meaning to me, and you just ruined it. You motherfuckers. You took away all my positive Space Jam memories. I fucking cried. Actually, no, this song was in Batman. Wasn't that, Evan, that was Uma Thurman Batman, right?
I think so. It's either that or Forever or whatever, Batman and Robin.
And now you put seal on a literal seal. I hate whatever marketing company did this. You should be ashamed of yourselves. Do you think he, like, this is his real face, or did they AI his face?
They just put the behind the scenes out.
They put the BTS on this? Let me see that. If I see even 1 second of Seal with a bunch of tracking balls on his face, I'm going to throw this microphone and I'm going to walk out of here. Nah, it didn't piss me off that bad. Just a little bit. Why does all VFX look like the Far Cry gaming cover? No way, man. They got Seal acting like Smog. Benedict Cumberbatch in there.
When you're moving your body like this, you should use your elbows.
Man. I hate that they're trying to make this seem really cool. That is nuts, man. Whatever. Get the bag, Seal. It's all burning down anyway. Weather report. Asteroid on the way. We all saw that. Asteroid chance increased by one. Whatever, man. The Reddit comments on those posts were great. They were like, I'm team asteroid. Hey, bitch, we got stuff we want to live for. Fuck you. Hoping that we die. Hey, everyone, we want to take a quick break to thank a sponsor of today's episode, BetterHelp. We often hear about the red flags we should avoid, but what if we focus more on looking for green flags in friends and partners? If you're not sure what they look like, therapy can help you identify green flags. Actively practice them in your relationship and embody the green flag energy yourself. Whether you're dating, married, building a friendship, or just working on yourself, it's time to form relationships that love you back. Therapy can be a great way to gain a larger understanding of yourself, and it isn't just for those who experienced major trauma. You can learn positive coping skills, set boundaries, and it can empower you to be the best version of yourself. BetterHelp is fully online, making therapy affordable and convenient, serving over 5 million people worldwide. Access a diverse network of more than 30,000 credentialed therapists with a wide range of specialties. Easily switch therapists anytime at no additional cost. Discover your relationship green flags with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/TMG to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/TMG. Do we have any more funny Philly clips? This felt a bit... I expected more. Stealing a light post. Let's see it. Yeah, dude. Yeah, this is what I want to see. These clips always blow my mind because, okay, first of all, they're jumping a stoplight. Okay. Back that up. Leave it to Philadelphians to jump a stoplight. Yeah, fuck that fucking dumbass. Fuck this dumbass stoplight, dude. Yo, take the green one, though. Take the green one, though. What the fuck is the point of this? Okay, first of all, this always blows my mind because they make stealing a sign, they make it seem so easy. Look, go back. Look at how simple it was for them to just rip that shit out of the earth. But yeah, and thank you. They make it look like... It's like some like cheap Walmart product. Then even how malleable the stoplight is. This is so good, man. For what? And I just, again, I want to remind everyone that someone once told me, dude, Philly fans aren't even that bad. I want everyone to remember that. What else do they do in this video? This is rich. Did they take it? This feels like a fucking... This feels like a Mad TV sketch or like a Chappelle sketch or something. Take the fucking stop sign. They're just parading it around like Jesus' cross. Yeah, we're gonna put Travis Kelce on this thing. We're gonna kill Travis Kelce on this, man. Do we think he got hair plugs? Do we think he went to Turkey? Was his hair even that bad? God damn it, this is so good. And you know, someone's gonna have like a piece of that stop sign in their living room, like, I took this on the parade. What are they gonna do with it now? This feels like they're like a Salem witch trial. It's like parading this thing through the people. They're like, shame, shame. Why is everyone's reaction to this sign to just kick it? They couldn't even get it up. Dude's like, I don't know what to fix it. I'm going to stomp it out. Man, this is hilarious. This feels like something you type in AI. Give me 6 Philadelphians jumping a stoplight. Oh, man. So good. All right. Now my Philadelphia itch is scratched. I was getting live tweets from my tour manager. He's sending me videos. He's like, dude, check this shit out, dude. Isn't it crazy? Travis Kelce went to Turkey and he came back looking Turkish. That fucking hair. How did he grow that much hair in such a... I mean, we all know. Damn. I have no words. I'm just speechless by his fucking hair. They booed Taylor too, man. They were mad at her. Life comes at you fast. What else do we have here? Let me see that burning Kermit the Frog. This is crazy. This is crazy. Oh my God, this is so crazy. That's got to feel insane if you're Patrick Mahomes and you're looking at this footage. You're like, they would burn me if given the chance. They would fucking like light me on fire. They got fucking Patrick Mahomes up in the bell tower and the people are like, bring him down. Insane, man. Insane reaction. Insane scenes. So much, dude. People from Reading pulled up in horses? Let me see that. They brought the cavalry out. What is this, dude? Midwest? Look at this guy. That was kind of a big horse, no? Was that not one of those Budweiser horses? What do they call them? Clydesdales? Wow. Wow, wow. Wow, wow, wee, wow, wow. What the fuck was that? Surfing the subway? Brother. No shot. No shot. That dude is going to look up at the wrong time and lose the frontal lobe. Oh my God, man. Okay. I'm European. Is Philadelphia like a limited time GTA server right now? He ain't surfing. He's dead. That shit probably feels like, if you were down there, it probably felt like an old school Old Spice commercial. I'm on a horse. I'm on a train. I'm on a horse again. This is fucking the most insane shit you've ever seen in your life. I'm jealous, man. I'm only talking bad because I'm jealous. I wish I was there. I think I'd have tears in my eyes. I don't think I could stop laughing. Just between the sign and, man, Philly really is like the funniest place on earth. People in Philly are, shout out to Philly, man. My riveting take on the Super Bowl, that's crazy. That's crazy. Oh, yeah. I was yapping about how I got salmonella earlier. I ate raw egg and I got scared. There was an egg heist in Pennsylvania, of all places. In L.A., we got to get a plug for eggs now. That's how bad it is. All the guys selling weed, they got eggs now. Yo, is this an Ozempic commercial? I'm sorry, guys. My attention span is getting annihilated right now because I'm looking at an ad for Roe. Aren't people from going blind from Ozempic? Isn't that a thing? Let's just ADD into that real quick. Just put that on Google, going blind from Ozempic. There is currently not enough evidence to, yeah, I'm sure. Yo, I finally watched the Substance. Man, I need it. Evan stood up. Evan sat down. He was like, I think I'm done with this episode. I started talking about the Substance. He's like, nah, let me lock in. I could have done without about 30 minutes to get to that third act. Dude. Too much, sorry to be a couch potato director, but too many macro shots. Just speed that shit up. Speed it up. Because I damn near turned the TV off, and then that ending hit, and I said, this is the funniest thing I've seen in my entire fucking life. Not my entire life, it was pretty good. I don't know, I felt like that movie dragged at parts. Like, just like, I get it. I want the big nasty. Because I knew something grotesque was going to happen. I didn't know when. And you could tell where all the budget went. Although some of those scenes, well, when they had the chicken everywhere, oh, that made me sick. All that old rotisserie chicken. Ew. Yeah. Go watch The Substance, folks, if you haven't. You can nod off in the middle. You can K-hole in the middle of it and then come back for the third act. It's a lot of fun. Anyways, 100,000 eggs stolen. How do you even steal 100,000 eggs? $40,000 worth of eggs. Let me read about this shit. The CEO of Pete and Gary's Eggs is speaking out after 100,000 eggs mysteriously disappeared in an exclusive interview with... How are you going to launder $40,000 worth of eggs? You can't just sell that. Maybe you can. I don't know. Okay, so 8,000 cartons were stolen. It's worth 40 G's. This is an insane heist. They just pull off those eggs and just store them for the apocalypse? They don't even last that long. Here's what's great. I've worked in other industries where things get stolen from factories. It happens. It's terrible. I'm not happy about it, but it does happen. Meaning, like, people steal eggs on the regular? To ensure it doesn't occur again, Flocko said the company will place it. Yeah, I don't care how you're protecting your eggs, man, if I'm being completely honest. Police are still scrambling to find a suspect that and closely examine this. Right? Who do we think could have stolen fucking 100,000 eggs? Perhaps a wolf? The big bad wolf? I don't know, man. You got to put that shit somewhere. That's like a truckload of eggs. Hey guys, we want to take a quick break to thank a sponsor of today's episode, Robinhood. With Robinhood Gold, you can now enjoy the VIP treatment, receiving a 3% IRA match on retirement contributions. The privileges of the very privileged are no longer exclusive. With Robinhood Gold, your annual IRA contributions are boosted by 3%. Plus, you also get 4% APY on your cash and non-retirement accounts. That's over 8 times the national savings average. The perks of high net worth are now available for any net worth. The new gold standard is here with Robinhood Gold. To receive your 3% boost on annual IRA contributions, sign up at Robinhood.com/gold. Investing involves risk. Rate subject to change. 3% match requires Robinhood Gold at $5 a month for 1 year from first match. Must keep funds in IRA for 5 years. Go to Robinhood.com/boost. Over 8 times the national average savings account interest rate claim is based on data from the FDIC as of November 18th, 2024. Robinhood Gold Financial LLC member SIPC. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold LLC. Do you guys have eggs? I have 2 cartons.
Just ran out.
Huh?
I just ran out.
You just ran out?
Yeah.
You got no eggs?
Nope.
Are you an egg guy, though?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I am an egg guy. I don't know if you guys heard that. That was lightning fast response. No, I'm an egg guy. Yeah, we stocked up. Actually, I'm not lying. I think I have 3 cartons.
Damn.
Yeah. I got 3. I got 3 dead stock. I got them like fresh Jordans in the top of my fridge. Bro, it's a run on eggs. Who do we think is getting bird flu first in the studio? Izzy. Who's getting bird flu first? I'm saying Izzy. That's unironic. That's my vote.
I feel like Ovi with your ingredients.
Yeah, Ovi would get it first.
I hope you don't, but.
Yeah, we don't want you to get it, but if we're taking bets, I mean, because you all listening should know, Ovi is insane. You know, go ahead, Ovi. Yeah, defend yourself. Go ahead.
I feel like I was waiting for someone to think it was going to be me.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Because, bro, you live like a 19-year-old boy. You party and live like a 19-year-old boy.
Yeah, I kind of do.
You're like, Friday at 5, I'm taking an intercontinental flight. I'll be in Beirut for like 36 hours. Yeah, I'm going to like this festival thing, just meet a couple of my friends, it's whatever. But I'll be back on Monday. You show up on Monday, you're 3 degrees darker. You're like, yeah, there was no shade. I don't know. You got blood coming out of your eyes. You're like, I picked topics for the week, though. I think we have enough. All right, yeah. Yeah, so Ovi's getting it first. Ovi or Izzy, we'll flip a coin. Oh, speaking of flipping coins, I'm caught up on Beast Games. You guys watching? You didn't watch. I bet you didn't even watch Office Space this weekend.
No.
Yeah, you motherfucker. I knew I can't trust you, man. No, it's fair. You're giving me wrecks and I haven't watched them. Beast Games, dude. Spoiler alert. It's really funny in the second to last episode. He puts them through these weird psychological mind games. This isn't even really a spoiler because no one's watching this show being like, but you know how he's used trains for all his videos to like go through cars and walls? So he brings that gag back, but he makes people do the actual philosophical trolley problem in real life. And he makes them choose between like different friends of theirs go on opposite sides of the track. And actually, I really liked this idea. They took the, you know, the weighted stands that with the fucking guy that people will beat up on TikTok. You know what I'm talking about? It's like the thing that people slap around and punch. They have those, but they put the jerseys on of the friends. And so the train like hits, you know, a representative version of their friend, and the editing on those is pretty good. Yeah, what do they call these? The Bob. Thank you. They're having all these arguments with each other about, like, they're doing this thing where they're going into it going, we're family. We're family at the end of this, and we're not going to backstab each other. And then they get mad at the people who play it like an actual game, and they're looking at them going, like, we were family. And I'm like, all right, Vin Diesel, shut the... Dude, this is a game show. You don't know these people, man. The backstabbing in this most recent, like second to last episode is, bro, it is God level. It's the type of drama that you would get out of Survivor, but in like a very fast way. Someone backstabs the group in such a visceral way. There's basically $1 million that they can agree to split. And how they agree to split it is... they vote on an order 1 through 10, and in descending order or ascending order, the person gets to go to the $1 million and take as much as they want. They're all sitting there doing like this kumbaya shit, and they're like, we're each going to take our portion. There's 10 of us. We're going to take $100,000. You already know where this shit is going. But so person number one, she takes her portion. Person number two, he's like this meth head looking dude. And he's like, I know what I'm going to take. I'm taking $223,000 because that's my birthday. And you're like, okay. And you're thinking he's going to be the worst one. The third guy goes out there, $650,000. Just robs everyone behind him. And each one of them, as they go out, they're like, and so the follow-up game, what ends up being really funny is the money they take ends up being really important to the game they play afterward. And yeah, he severely fucks them all over. So yeah, it's a mean show, dude. It is just people crying and it's people heartbroken for like an hour. It's really, really entertaining. So I think moral of the story is like the more evil a reality show is, the better it is. Unfortunately, we like suffering, dude. But, you know, in with taste. We like tasteful suffering. We don't like actual human suffering. Anyways, what's a lighthearted topic we can get into? So if you don't know what Phantom Limb is, Phantom Limb is like... I think it's like some of what you guys experience about your height. You know, you're like, no, I'm 5'9", and you're 5'3". You have like phantom kneecap and thigh syndrome. No, phantom limb is like if you lose a limb, but you still have sensation like it's there. There's actually some weird TED talk that's coming to my mind where this guy shows like how he treated that by, you know, setting up a mirror and taking people who had lost limbs to like look in this mirror and animate their other limb to give their brain the sensation of their hand, and then they could deal with phantom limb that way. However, all that to say, people, I guess, get phantom sense because they play so much VR that when someone moves through them in the game, they claim to feel like someone is moving through them. And I would actually think that that is possible, and that is like such a sign that it's over for you. No, it's not really. I know regular people that do a lot of VR gaming, and they're pretty normal. But I got to hear this, because I guess this guy goes around and trolls people for their phantom sense.
Walk through me.
What?
Please do not walk through me.
What?
Be careful. I got yelled at, too, for walking through her, so be careful.
Is that a big deal?
Rainbow here has severe phantom sense, so please try to not walk through her, or you will be removed from this instance.
I give him credit for even letting that guy finish this sentence, because I would have just been spamming W and S. I would have just been in and out that motherfucker. Please do not... Excuse me? Please do not...
You serious?
Dead serious, actually. You see, I'm the co-owner of...
No, this is not a real person. This is bait. This is not a real person.
Do not want to mess with me.
Sorry, man, I'm not trying to laugh. It just sounds a little silly.
Oh, you think it's silly, but when you have phantom sense and someone says, oh, I don't know, punch you in the face, you're gonna fucking feel it.
Dude, are you trolling me?
No.
Dude.
He got banned. No, that ban was quick. Honestly, he got owned right there. Bam, that sound, that's such a rejecting sound. Bam, you're done. You got to feel like a dumbass when you get kicked from something in VR because you're just in your living room with that stupid-ass headset on and you're by yourself. I have no virtual friends now. I'm just here, just burnt. Just standing there holding the stupid controllers. Your girlfriend's like, hey, are you done? You're like, yeah. Yeah, nah, let me just say bye to everybody. All right, man, later. We got another one. This is money. Whose account is this? This is funny. Is this like a repost? I guess the account's proximity chat. I don't know where it's originally from. This is hilarious.
Don't aim that. Please don't aim that thing at my forehead. I do have phantom pain on my forehead.
I've been moderating for 13 hours.
What do you do on a day-to-day?
Drink, sleep, eat, and jerk off.
Hey, man, help.
This dude is hammered as a Pokemon in VR. God bless him. Motherfucker, I love the honesty. This dude just posted, probably got a beer in one hand and the controller in the other. He's not even operating the left. That's why he's just acting like the rabbit. He's like, yeah, I'm just chilling, man.
Oh, yeah. That's my kind of day. How many times have you been cheated on?
5 in the last 6 months.
Bro, is that a...
Pregnant?
Pregnant furry?
I get that a lot. I actually would consider myself a chubby.
How you doing?
I'm more.
Cut his ass off in the edit. They're like, yeah, no, we're not interested. That was mean.
Already taken and I already have a child. Shut up. Go fuck yourself.
Got a real child or a VR child?
VR child.
Put your hands up.
Please don't aim up. Please don't.
Damn. This is like Second Life. Yeah, man. There's people on right now. We could be in this world, guys, if we just give it a chance. We don't even have to be outside anymore. We could fulfill our dreams of being, you know, chubby furries, I guess.
Please don't walk into me. I've got phantom sense and phantom touch. Basically, just please stop. I can physically feel you going through my body.
How long do you have to play this game to get that?
I practically live in VR and I've got an actual headset.
I'm sorry, man. It's just crazy how reactive all of them are. Please, no. Phantom sense. Please. Please. Damn.
Feel like if I throw emotes at you, can you feel that?
Yeah. Thank you.
Are you guys the eat-aters?
Excuse me?
Can I help you? Like, is it that desperate? Like, for information, like, do you need to ask stuff like that? Keep making silly comments.
I don't think that's a silly comment.
It's really funny
at all.
To me.
We're on VR chat, and you guys are talking about dating, so.
We are dating outside of VR chat. Oh, we are in a relationship outside of this game.
And I'm gonna go visit her in March.
Okay.
So.
Oh, you're gonna go, oh, hello.
Damn, that was money.
Excuse me? Excuse me?
Are you really feeling that, though? Just sitting there with like a meta quest on your head, getting smooched on the nose? You're like, yeah. Has anyone in here played VR chat? I assume no.
No.
Yeah.
No. I get your number.
No shot.
Yeah, no. You don't get her number. And I suggest you back off before you leave the bar. Darling, please move away from here. Go back behind the bar.
What the hell?
No. No.
No, what you mean?
Oh, man. VR alpha male coaching? That's so good. All right, on this approach, I want you to just go cold. I want you to go in there, neg her, and then... Ay, ay, ay. These are hysterical, dude. This is just guy on the computer, and I'm liking it.
I have the muzzle on.
Please.
I'll get you on RL on the leash. I just want to get the right one so it's comfy on you. And not.
So your girl?
It's my husband.
Heard you guys talking about muzzles. You guys do that?
Damn.
I have the muzzle on.
No, I'm talking about the guy who had Diddy Party in his fucking name. Like he had Diddy Party in his name. You give, when you give that many code words away in your fucking profile, it's just like you're wanting to get caught by police. So I took his email and I sent it to my cousin. So hopefully she can do something with that.
My cousin works in the FBI. That's wild. Hey, cuz, I'm playing VR chat again, LOL. I think I have a suspect for you. Here's his email. Look into it. I'm not going to lie, I kind of want to go in VR chat now. Kind of want to hang. You know, I know someone that during COVID, they were doing this, and they were clubbing. They were VR clubbing. I remember we were talking, and he was like, hey, man, I got to go. We're going to pregame right now. And they were pregaming at a VR gun range. He was explaining everything to me. And he was actually getting hammered on VR, and then participants of his were doing fucking Molly. Molly in VR chat and, you know, quarantine. I feel like if you're on Molly, VR chat's probably a good place to be, right? The colors are nice. Everyone's, I guess, very friendly, as long as you don't walk through anyone. I like how that's like the red flag, too. Everyone can be having a really good time. You just walk through three people, and it's like, oh, whoa, whoa. Aggro the whole situation. Anyways, we got voicemails, guys, and we do voicemails in the bonus. They're a lot of fun. I got me a new voicemail device. I got all the voices in here, and it's very cool. Check this out. I'm never going to let the voicemail play. I'm just going to do this for an hour. I'm DJ Q-Bert in this bitch. And if you want to leave us a voicemail, you can always do that at 818-925-0471.
Hi, Noel. My name is Abby. I've been a big fan of yours for almost like 9 years now. And I was just asking for some advice on if you've ever quit smoking weed before. Basically, I've been smoking like every day now for the past 5 years.
So you don't feel anything anymore? Go ahead.
I unfortunately just got a DUI, and I have to get drug tested every month. So I have to stop smoking weed for like a year. And I just wanted to know if you had any tips or tricks if you've ever quit, because I'm really struggling with insomnia and eating. Like, I haven't slept in 3 days, haven't eaten in 3 days. So yeah, big fan of yours. Thank you.
Can I even trust that you're a big fan if you haven't slept in 3 days? No, that's, sorry about the Dewey, you know. How fast were you going? Cool tips and tricks to quit smoking weed. I don't know. I'm pretty good at just stopping. And that's just me being real. I'm pretty good at going cold turkey. Here's what I think. I think weed, and anyone in here that's a chill-ass smoker, feel free to chime in. I feel like weed is that thing. This is what weed is for me. I have something scary. I would like to run away now. I feel good. Or, you know, weed, I think, is it's celebratory sometimes. It's like, I did a good thing today. Proud of myself. And I think the way I've gotten to stop is just keeping busy. I think if I give myself something to do the next day, that prevents me from smoking. So I think, creating some accountability. I think the default people go to is like the gym or something boring like that. I think you got to find a new passion. I think you need to be something you need to be excited about that makes you want to put the chill ass weed down. And you want to get up and go do something else. My advice, Warhammer 40K figurines. Cost the same, will burn the same hole in your pocket, but you get some cool shit to look at in exchange. Anyone else tips or tricks on how to quit weed?
I feel like the beginning's the worst.
Yeah.
But then after like a week, it'll be fine.
Yeah. Actually, take it from Ovi. Okay. Ovi's advice is probably stronger than mine. Yeah. What's something else you could do? We don't know where you live, so it's hard to recommend shit.
She could like journal or like listen to music. Is that lame?
Journaling? Yeah. Start journaling and write about how much you want to get high. I think that'd be good for you. Just like repeat it, almost like a high school standards. Just write it over and over like, fuck, I wish I was high right now. Fuck, I wish I was high right now. And if you just burn that into a piece of paper, you do that for 2 weeks, then I think you can escape.
I saw this lady who got sober and she used to pray to God to give her the same feeling. And she said it worked for her, so she can try that.
Damn. That's actually pretty genius. That's actually pretty genius to get on your knees, fold your hands, and go, brother, I need that same feel. And for it to be granted through Jesus' name, amen? Yeah, so I don't know. Pick up pool. I'm trying to think. Oh, you know what you could do? You could just blow down a kazoo. Same sensation. You know, you could inhale, exhale, and just there's no weed attached to it. So I'll start there. And go in public with the kazoo. Be like, what the fuck are you doing, weirdo? You're like, I'm kicking my weed habit. So that'd be my advice to you. Pick up a kazoo. guys, we're going to jump over to the bonus. You can hear many, many other voicemails when we're there. And if not, we'll see you next week. Goodbye.
This week on the bonus.
Coming to you live with the weirdest voicemail I've ever heard. I'm sure you're a nice person, and I also know you dress up like a dog sometimes. I know that about you. What's wrong, Gigglepuss? Spit it out. This was fun. This is way better than talking about the Super Bowl.
Watch the full episode by signing up for a membership at tmgstudios.tv.